Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With 8 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter of game three. 4 seconds. Ionescu will heave. And hit! And hit! Sabrina Ionescu with the biggest shot in Liberty history.
The New York Liberty take a step forward in evening up the series, winning last night. Actually, excuse me, 2-1 now. New York series lead on a game winner in the final seconds. Sabrina Ionescu with the step back to her left, pull up three, cashes out 13 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists for what has been an incredibly entertaining WNBA final so far. The Liberty and the Lynx, I believe, are the two most they have become the Celtics and Lakers of the NBA finals. They are teams that are consistently in and around the finals regularly, existing for a long time matters. But this is it's not often you get. We talk about game winners, and what make them special is number one, the rarity of their occurrence, but the magnitude.
Right.
Jordan's push off on Russell isn't just great because it's a great shot. It's because it's in the NBA finals.
Right.
Dame's point nine is great because of what it is in the playoffs. Dame waving goodbye to the Thunders because he snatched their soul and sent them home. Mm-hmm. There's so few game winning shots in the playoffs. Like, clock goes down, bang, you know. Right. And Sabrina got to have one of those moments. And it's pretty cool, you know, having somebody local, or at least University of Oregon, if not high school player, get to have one of those moments, because the story of Sabrina's career is she got robbed because of COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. She would have had, and that Oregon team was legit. They would have had a really
final
good
four
shot.
They were final four team.
Winning
for sure.
A title.
Yeah. 100%.
And it was all built around what she could do, because mm-hmm. she's so gifted all around. Like, you have a lot of players that can score. You have a lot of players that can get assists, but it's few that can score and get assists at the same time while not being like a ball hog.
No, I mean, her and Clark are constant triple-double threats.
Yeah.
They are incredibly talented. They have range well beyond the three-point line. They can create for their teams. They can toggle on and off ball. They actually both rebound. The WNBA is, you know, there's a reason why Portland's getting a team. Like, it's growing, and you can be mad about it, and you can be on the text line and be like, I don't care. People care, man, and that's the thing. It's cool to see somebody local have that moment. And Sabrina, she kept a little bit of fire going into the post game. This is what you do after you hit a game winner. You go into the post game, you get a little fiery.
I trust in my preparation. I'm built for this moment. I missed one that could have sealed the game, and I just got an open look, and I trusted that I can make it. My teammates got me open, and God, it feels good to get a win.
I mean, she—that's a different clip than I thought it was. She also said in the post game that she, pretty good for a second team All WNBA.
I personally thought that only a second team WNBA player could make that shot. Like, there's no first team player that could make it.
I love the saltiness of that. That's like, you know,
she's grumpy, man.
No, there's been some infighting. There's been some between Brianna Stewart of the New York Liberty and Aja Wilson, who was the runaway MVP, and you know, there's some chirping back and forth. And like, this is the kind of world I'm here for.
But that's why people care about the game more now.
Yeah,
you know,
because there's some stakes, there's some skin in the
There's some fire. There should be trash talking in sports. I hate when people do the whole like act like you've been there before, don't throw shots
or
at
be
other
a professional.
People.
It's like,
no, man,
being a professional is being a little chirpy.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah,
and trash talk has been happening since the beginning of time.
We laud the Larry Birds of the world for who's coming in second, And then right. say be a professional. It's like, no, you don't get to have it both ways.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.